Well, thanks so much for watching this video, and we want to, in this time, understand a little bit more about what CTL Family Ministries is all about. My name is Pastor Ryan Bima from First Reformed Church in Linden, Washington, and I've been through the CTL journey two times now, and it's my privilege to interview the founder of CTL Ministries, Steve Altmaier. Steve, will you share with us a little bit today, a little bit more about what CTL is and what guys would be getting into?
You know, I'm really glad that we have this opportunity to welcome you to this ministry. And I know, man, that as you look at this video, you're asking yourself a question. Do I want to go on this journey? And that's what our purpose is here, to let you know what this journey entails. And I thank God that He's used this tool to change many men's lives. And it's our purpose now to share with you how this tool works, what it's doing, what God's called us as men to do, our responsibility to lead, but most of all, our responsibility to grow in our relationship with God. Because when we get that relationship solid where God wants it, then everything else falls into place.
Steve, even in our conversation here the last few minutes, we've used the phrase CTL multiple times. What do those letters stand for?
CTL represents chosen to lead. Our mission statement is we believe that God has called men to lead. When I look at young men today, they're all going to be leaders. The question is, what kind of leader are you going to be? It's from Genesis 18:19, where God said to Abraham, "The reason I chose you, Abraham, is I knew that you would command your household and your children after you to live righteous and to do justice and to command your kids in the ways of the Lord." So that was where the verse, our reference verse is, and God has called everybody to be an Abraham to lead their families in the ways of God.
I know for me, it's been such a privilege and a blessing to walk this journey, and yet I know in our conversations that I'm not alone. There's been many men who have gone through CTL. Maybe help us understand together today the journey and the history CTL Family Ministries has taken.
Just a brief history. It was a lot of men, I think, in the late 80s and early 90s were moved with the Promise Keeper movement. And for the first time, we began to address men and the call to lead, the call to be a man. And so many men said, yeah, I haven't heard a message like this. And we were challenged. But you know what I did when I came back from that Promise Keeper? I said to the pastor and the other man that rallied all these men to go, what are you going to do with these guys? They're excited. They want to make change. And I said, you're not going to let them just get off the bus and go home. And those leaders and that pastor did at that time only what they knew. Let's have a prayer breakfast. Let's meet once a month. Let's do a Bible study. And I said, God, if you ever gave me men, what would you want me to do? And I believe that God formatted this vision because I saw men that were saying, what's it mean to be a man? How do I conquer the lust of my flesh? How do I fall in love with God? How do I lead my wife? How do I raise a godly home and have a legacy that will live beyond me?
You mentioned men's Bible studies and prayer breakfasts, and for many of you, you've been a part of those in the past, or maybe you haven't. Well, what sets CTL apart as being different from just another Bible study?
You know, that's what we really want to talk about, because I believe it's something that we need to do to change men is not get more information, more knowledge. I think the church is loaded with knowledge, but what's the application to that knowledge? And not only that, not only knowledge, but we need tools that are going to help us change. CTL looked at 8 disciplines and said, these are things if men do, it'll bring glory to God, because that's why we're here. So let's look at those things and let's not talk about them. Let's do them. Let's equip men and then help them doing. And then they, in turn, can turn around and help other men. And when we see men walking out these disciplines, we're going to see fruit. And it's going to make a difference not only in families, it's going to make a difference in churches, in the workplace. It's going to make a difference everywhere we go as men. So it's the idea of not just more knowledge, but allowing the Bible, allowing these disciplines to become a part of our lives so that we see change.
For a lot of you watching this video right now, you're considering the question, is CTL for me or is it not? Steve, if you had just 30 seconds with every individual watching this video today, what would you encourage them as to why they should take this journey?
Because I think if most men were honest, they don't love the Word of God and they don't spend time in God's Word. And our first call is to love God with all of our heart, and that's a discipline we don't do.
I hadn't cracked my Bible in like 10 years. I gave my life to Christ probably not more than 12 years ago. You know, when I did that, I was reading my Bible every day, all the time, journaling every day. And that lasted about 2 years. And because of that, and having this experience and learning the discipline of being in the Word every day, I've come to realize I'm essentially spiritually like a two-year-old.
I'd read the paper, I'd read a magazine, but I couldn't read the Bible. And this lifestyle, as Steve calls it, has given me a newfound passion for reading my Bible daily. I had never realized how bad I missed it. I was standing in my house one day and it hit me. I bawled my eyes out because I didn't take the time to spend time in the Word that God has blessed us with.
And this ministry has really been about focusing for me. It's been just amazing in that I'm reading my Bible regularly and actually journaling in it. I probably journaled about my Bible like maybe 5 times in my life before that. And I'm doing that regularly. I'm getting a lot more out of it. God's really given me a passion for His Word.
Our second problem, man, is we struggle with the flesh. And we're too proud to admit it. And we've never walked in the moral purity that God wants us.
My issue was number 2 here, the lust of my flesh. When I started this journey and my accountability group, I felt like a huge burden had been lifted that night when I discussed some things in my life that I wasn't proud of, that I'd been fighting and battling. Having that accountability, all it takes is just getting it out in the open and saying, hey, I'm struggling. Help me be accountable to this. It's ruining my life. It's so simple of just getting it out in the open and saying, hey, I'm struggling. Keep me accountable. And I've been clear sailing. You know, when I've been tempted, I think of the guys because I don't want to let them down. And they're going to be there and hold me accountable. And so if that's just one thing that I can take from this, it's been worth it.
Third, our marriages are a mess. Oh, the church thinks it's good. But the closest person to us, our wife, it's failing.
I can sit with my wife during the course of an evening. She'll say, did CTL teach you this? And it wasn't something CTL taught me. It's CTL taught me to be aware of how to love her.
And I believe until a man gets those areas correct, he'll never impact his culture, his church, his community. So we want to deal with those things. And this ministry will help you make a difference in those areas and see the way God's called us as men to live.
You've touched on it a couple times already, elements of the journey. Can you describe in greater detail the 16-week journey that CTL takes?
You know, Ryan, when we set this up, I didn't want to just give more knowledge. I wanted to see men develop character qualities, habits in their life that were lifelong. A cable will not break because it's many little strands. We need to form these little strands in our life that'll make us strong cables, pillars in our culture, pillars in our church. We've chosen these pillars. The first one, a passion for God. And we really say, you know what, we don't want to talk about loving God. If we love God, we're going to spend time in His Word. We're going to get to know Him. I'm amazed how many men don't know God. Oh, they know what someone else is saying about Him, but individually, they haven't had the experience of knowing God and getting into His Word. So that is the biggest thing that we're going to ask you to commit to on this journey. And perhaps one of the toughest disciplines is being in the Word every day and writing down. And we're going to teach you how to do this, how to journal. Because when we get in the Word and we start asking questions and journaling, we're going to start learning about God, and that's going to radically change our life.
Staying in the Word was the hardest thing. I'd have these great moments of being in it all the time and kind of go up and down, up and down. I always like the nuggets. He said, you read that and take a nugget out of it. I've taken a lot of different classes and courses and watched videos on each individual thing, but without a passion for God, it's failed. It's been over quickly.
The next discipline that we're going to ask you to look at is the issue of moral purity. Because I believe that it's a battle that we are engaged in this culture, and very few men are walking in the victory that God intended them to walk. You know what I found out? We're not walking in that victory because we're not feeding the spirit man. We're feeding our flesh. We're not walking in that victory because of our pride, and we don't want to confess our weaknesses and other people help us with that. So we're not willing to share it with other men. In CTL, you're going to be asked, man, if you go on this journey to read your Bibles, you're going to be asked to answer 2 questions. Have I looked on the nakedness of another woman other than my wife? Have I guarded my heart against impure thoughts? These are things that we're going to discuss in small groups and have a high level of accountability.
Probably the biggest thing that has affected me has been the accountability. You can lie to yourself and say you're sorry for doing things, but when you have guys to be accountable to and they're looking you in the eye, it makes a big difference. And having encouraged my wife to hold me accountable on things too, and And she did also.
And then we're going to move into prayer, and we're not going to just talk about prayer. We hear prayer messages all the time. We're going to implement that prayer in our lives. We're going to pray with men. We're going to take this journal and we're going to write prayer requests in here, and we're going to begin to pray with one another. We're going to challenge you to begin to pray with your wife. Couples that pray together, stay together.
We're the priest of our home. My wife had breast cancer 10 years ago, and I prayed this prayer for her every day. The Lord would be the wind beneath her wings, that he would help her run and not be weary, walk and not faint as she walked through this phase of her life. So as this was brought to our attention again this year, I says, you know, I need to pray for my wife. So every morning we'd get together, and I haven't been 100% perfect, guys, so don't get me wrong, but I've been a lot better because we're encouraging each other to do that. But I put my arm around her this morning, and I just said, Lord, bless Bev in Jesus' name. That was as simple as it was.
So we got passion for God. We have passion for moral purity. We have passion for prayer. And then we move into a passion for covenant marriage and integrity. The greatest picture of Christ is marriage. That's why marriage is under such attack. And we want men to know why God designed marriage. We want men to have a clear vision. Our wives will follow when we have a vision. So we're going to ask you to write out a word picture of your marriage that you will give to your wife. And we'll create a vision and help this marriage blossom and bring glory to God. And then we're also going to look at the topic of integrity. When God looked down on the earth and said, who do I want to spotlight? Who's the man? He picked Job because he held fast his integrity. I am so encouraged because men are beginning to look at every arena of their life and address the issues that they have failed to fear God and have a heart of integrity. And I know that that's going to change a lot of men's lives and the accountability to walk in that integrity. And after we move from a passion for covenant marriage, we move to our wife. We chose her. We loved her. But you know what? When we conquer something, we have a tendency to move on and say, what's next? I think one of the greatest things that's happened on this journey is men have been married 30, 20, 15 years, and they come back and say, I was losing the fire. I didn't know the needs of my wife. I didn't know how to love her. Now I understand what God has called me to. I understand how to have communication with my wife, how to love her, and what her greatest needs are. And there is a lot of practical assignments that we're going to do with our wives. And we move from the wives, then we move to a passion to lead. I believe without a question, men, the greatest thing that we have to overcome is our passivity. We're going to call you to move from that passivity and lead in your homes, lead in your marriage. Begin to grow spiritually instead of expecting someone else to cause all the growth. It's choices that you make. And one of the areas that we're going to hit on, passivity, that can really be a tough one is being willing to confront our wives when they're wrong and being willing to address those problems in our family and not being passive and ignoring them, because one day it all comes back. And we got a marriage that's ready to collapse.
I think the one thing that really stuck out to me is, the word in my mind is just being apathetic in my faith and not really committing my whole heart to God. This year, I just said I'm putting a stake in the ground, making that commitment to God and just saying, you know, God, I want to move forward from here. I don't want to look back. I just pray for all you guys that you would have that stake in the ground. You could look back at that and saying, this is where the Lord has brought us. Now we're moving forward from here.
And then after that, we will challenge you with family. I am excited about family. I am blessed with 5 children and been married 27 years to my wife, Kathy. And I tell you what, the family is under attack. But men, we are not taking the responsibility that God wants us to lead our families. We're giving that to the church. We're giving that to our schools. We're not taking the God-given responsibility to lead in our homes. We're going to ask you to do an assignment, to write a mission statement of who you are and what your core values are. It's a great assignment because for the first time, men begin to see a legacy, that they're the key to that legacy and to create a vision. And they write this out, and then we want to implement, how are we going to create a godly legacy? What does that involve? Well, it involves me leading family worship. It involves me teaching my children what we believe. It involves me preparing my kids for communion. It involves me teaching my kids the commandments, the armor of God, and the things that they need to live successful in the Christian journey.
But I have to touch on getting into the Word. It's something I wasn't good at. The more that I got into the Word, the closer I got to God, the more He opened the doors in my life, in my friendships. The one thing that struck me heavily is I would do a morning, get my Bible, sit down on the couch, get into the Word. And my two-year-old came out with my organizer. He said, "Dad, I'm reading my Bible." Not only do I have a job and a career, but I'm also a teacher. Little two-year-old, I'm setting a legacy for him.
So that discipline has caused men to say, wow, my ministry is right in my home with my children. And the last one that we cover is the passion for discipleship. A disciple changes his world. Jesus made disciples. And we want to be world changers. And if we're going to be changers of this world, we need to honor and obey God's word. And we need to live it out in our own practical life. And that's what we've been doing in the last disciplines. And the whole idea is we have become the disciple, the man of God. We learn not only to do it in our family and homes, we take it to our church. And we get involved in the local church, making a difference. The church needs men who have character, conviction, and courage, and will lead with those things. And our workplace is the greatest place that God has called us for ministry. And God needs men who will stand up in the workplace and not be ashamed and walk with a life of integrity. So this whole vision is we will disciple you along the journey and give you the tools. And after you have learned and developed these tools, then in return, God will be glorified.
I think the last one for me was actually kind of surprising. Out of all these, I didn't think would hit me as much as discipleship. I've always put discipleship so far above me that I couldn't disciple someone else, that's a teacher role, and I'm not even close to being there. Focusing on that and in praying about it, it's been really good for me to realize it's not a request, it's a calling, it's a command, and I don't think it's as hard as I assume it to be. It's living life with another man.
So Steve, everything you share just makes me excited, and it sounds wonderful, and I'm guessing for a lot of the men watching as well, they think, those are great things that I need to grow in within my life. But the reality is, I'm a pastor. I have a busy schedule. Monday through Saturday is filled with many different things at church, but also at home with my family, here in the community. And I'm listening to you talk, and I'm wondering, another night out, another commitment. And so maybe help us understand here the time commitment involved with CTL.
Those are great questions, and I want you to consider what it's going to cost you to go on this journey. When we meet at CTL, we have programmed it so it meets an hour and a half. That is not to hear more teaching. We're going to teach for approximately 30 minutes. But men, where we're going to see a change is we're going to take that teaching and you're going to take a workbook and then you're going to go into teams and you're going to spend an hour doing it. We don't need more knowledge. What we need is application. And I'm convinced that most men don't need more information. What they need to do is start getting into the Word. What they need to do is start walking in moral purity. What they need to do is begin praying with their wives. So there are 16 sessions, an hour and a half. You might say, wow, that's commitment. If you care about what God wants in your life, you're going to make a commitment to something. And I don't want to make a commitment just to be doing something. I want to make a commitment to help change men so that we're living the way God wants us to down here in the present time. So this commitment is radically going to change your marriage. It's radically going to change you and your walk with God. And it's going to make you an impact player instead of a spectator. You're going to become a participant. But you know what? We all want to be impact players, but a lot of times we don't want to make the commitment. The actual commitment to CTL is 24 hours. And some of you will choose to go hunting in a heartbeat for 3 days and come back with nothing. And I guarantee you, if you go on this journey and you do what we challenge you to do and you walk it out with other men, you will never regret this decision. It has radically changed men's lives.
And the commitment to it, you know, for me, sometimes commitment was a big thing. And, you know, I can be kind of a antsy sucker. And I just, you know, I'm looking at the, you know, when to start. And it says, you know, you start September and you end in January. And I'm like, is there a cold I can catch for that long, you know?
So as we think on the 16 weeks, the different topics covered, what would be the cost per person to take this journey?
The greatest cost is spiritual warfare. For most of us men, we've been in neutral. And the enemy is happy with that. We're not making an impact. We're not in love with God. We haven't obeyed God's word. We're not living it out. And you know what? When we as men decide to get off the couch and get in the game and make a difference, I guarantee you, spiritual warfare will take place. This ministry has been under tremendous attack. So that's the first cost. You must consider, are you ready to engage in the war? I read today in my time, three times Paul mentions fight the good fight. Men, we're in a battle. And I'm seeing men and marriages falling apart. Men losing their marriages because of pornography, losing their marriages because they won't confront and deal with the issues in their home, losing their marriages because their priorities are all messed up. And men, we need to engage in the battle. The cost is spiritual warfare. Second of all, we charge men $50 to take CTL. That $50 gives a man a notebook with a journal in the back that helps him start journaling. And when he completes the journey, we give them a sword, which is symbolic of everything that we stand for. And we want men to go out and make a difference. It's the Word of God that's going to make a difference. And it costs a man to be accountable, authentic, and real with other men. We're going to break down into teams. And this is hard for men. We don't want to play games. We're going to talk about where we are in each one of these disciplines. And so it costs you to be authentic and real. And when we're humble and real, then God begins to work. So it's $50. It's 16 weeks of classes. It's an hour and a half. It's a commitment of being authentic and real. And it's a commitment of doing your lessons. We are going to hold you accountable. We're telling you already in the video, this is what's expected. Because when you join, the one thing you're going to have in common with the other men, you're all making the same commitment to be doers of the word.
Man, God's timing is perfect. The day that I heard about this was the very day that our youth pastor stood up and said, we need to do something, we need to step up. It was so clearly God speaking. The next place God led me was here. He led me into the little room next door because I missed the first session. So I got the 1-on-8 orientation directly with Steve, and we kindly refer to that a little bit as a hot box in our group. Steve looked us straight in the eye and said, men, if you're going to come to this, you're going to be committed. So if you're going to miss a class, that's fine. But if you're going to miss two, you're going to have to think real hard about it. That was exactly what I needed. I needed to tie in and make this commitment. And that's what I did, just like everybody else here. What a blessing. God knew what I needed, and he gave it. To be bold and be courageous. Never be afraid to speak his name. For the new guys that this is their first time, man, that's our charge here today, is to be bold. Be bold for Christ.
And just to underscore what Steve shared, here at our church, there was a couple of men who $50 was really an impossible amount of money to come up with. And if that's your case watching this today, talk to your small group leader, talk to your pastor, and see if there are ways for others to give towards you or to contribute so that you can do this. CTL is a faith-based ministry, and we just trust God.
You know, when you say faith-based, I don't ever want money to be an issue from a man going on this journey. We had a church that bought every man their manuals and everything. And when men don't pay for something, they're so easy when this battle gets tough to drop out. Oh yeah, a man wants to be pure, but when we start holding his feet to the fire, they run. A man wants to address issues. We are great men at standing up and saying things, but when it really gets down to it, we run so many times. If money is an issue, we will give this to you free. We are walking in faith. We never ask for money. We let people know that we're a faith-based ministry. This ministry is supported by people who the Holy Spirit has moved on, and they say, I need to give to that ministry. When many men have finished this journey, they've said, that's where God wants me to give. We will trust God. What we want to do is be faithful to present this journey, this challenge to men. God will meet the needs of this ministry. He'll meet your needs. Don't let money keep you from joining the journey.
Early on in our discussion here, you spoke about Promise Keepers and other Bible studies. And here at church, we have gone about many different studies and small group things that men have been a part of. What sets CTL apart, or what fruit have you really seen as men have taken this journey?
There's three things that I credit success to. When we use the biblical tools in God's Word, we're going to see fruit. The number one foundation to this ministry is the Word of God. It's getting men in the Word. The Word will change a man. What we're doing is coaching you, encouraging you, getting you to do what is so key is learning the fear of the Lord, learning what God's word says, beginning to develop a biblical worldview. What's changed men's lives is the power of God's word.
I've been very delinquent. I'm almost 70 years old, been reborn for about 40 years, never developed the pattern of being in God's word on a daily basis.
The second thing that we're doing that is radically changing men's lives is we don't have time to play games. We're in a war and a battle, and we're losing. And men, we need each other. And this idea of lone rangers doesn't work. And we believe that when we enter into relationships of accountability, and it's not a word that we're using flippantly, but we will hold you accountable. We will hold you accountable to reading your Bible and journaling. We'll hold you accountable in moral purity. We'll hold you accountable to do the assignments with your word picture and your marriage, with your mission statement. We'll hold you accountable to pray with your wife. These are things that change men. And this accountability has radically helped men change.
I know I have a lot of work to do as far as a husband and as a father and as a man, but how cool to have this kind of class when our country is the way as it is, and we know that we are trying to build it back together by having a group like this. I think that being open in the small groups was the bread and butter for me. You know, there's a lot of things in my past that, you know, I wasn't able to really kind of let go and get over. And through the small group, I felt like just throwing it out there from anything from, you know, lust to past habits, it gave me restitution within myself. And it's just, how cool is it that, you know, you're able to be with other Christians and to be able to flourish in the Word? You don't always get such a chance to share and receive such good information.
The third area where we've seen major changes, I'm talking to the leader of the home, the man. But we have involved the wives in this ministry. And Kathy will write a letter to your wife during each one of these disciplines, the eight disciplines that we'll cover, that will introduce your wife to what you're doing. We're CTL Family Ministries. We want to talk to the leader of the family, but we have got to get the wife on board. And we get the wives involved by giving them a letter, and then the one passionate lead, we invite the wives to come, and Kathy will challenge your wife how she can honor God by submitting, respecting, and honoring you. And when we get a husband and wife doing what God has called, then we'll see a generation of young people that serve God. So the fruit has been those three keys: God's word, accountability, and getting the wives involved. And we're seeing men's lives change. It's not knowledge, it's application.
Amen. I think for me, one of the greatest joys of the CTL journey has been the small group time when we spent in our individual teams. And last year I had an opportunity to be in a team with one of our deacons here at the church. I was in with a student who was in the youth group back when I was a youth pastor, and now I have the chance this year to officiate his wedding and watch his spiritual journey grow. This year I'm with a fellow staff member and other close friends of mine, and to me, our time spent in holding each other accountable has just been invaluable. Can you speak a little bit more on the teams and some things that we hope to accomplish in CTL through the small groups?
What I love about what you're saying, Ryan, is men want to have intimate fellowship, and they don't want to talk about surface things, but they don't know how. We're poor communicators. The issues that we will deal with in CTL, I believe every man says, I want to address those things, but he's not going to go out and talk about it. But we're going to provide in your team timeout a format that allows every man accountable to do the assignments, to open up. This is a commitment before you go on this journey. You're making a commitment that what you share in your team stays in your team. You're making a commitment to be faithful and attend regularly, because how can we have accountability if you're going to randomly come to this session or not? When we ask you to sign up for CTL, it's the next 16 weeks. The church that's hosting this is giving you a schedule. Look at it. Can you make a commitment to be there? If you can't, don't take it. Take it at a later time. This commitment, and I've gone through this journey with 4,000 or more men at the large scale, but every time I get involved with a small group, and there's probably about 60 men that I've gone through in team. I know those men and they know me, and it will never be the same. And we can always depend, and we have a relationship that goes deeper than surface talk, but we know the heart of our brothers, and that relationship is so valuable, and you will find that on this journey.
There might be some of you watching this video here, and you're asking the question in your mind, I'm not married. My spouse has passed away. I'm just dating someone right now. Is CTL limited for just those who are married, or how do we handle people who aren't in that category?
You know, I think the greatest call is to raise up godly men. We're going to talk a lot about being proactive instead of reactive. And CTL is a ministry that will support and fight for marriages in your church and in your community. Us older men have made mistakes. It's time we talked to the younger men and shared our failures.
Being a junior in high school, I wasn't exactly sure what my dad was dragging me into coming out here. As we got started, I came to realize I'm going to be graduating soon, and the great foundation I've gotten from this church and the youth and my family, I didn't really know how that would continue as I graduated going out to college. Knowing God and fearing Him, journaling every day was kind of an awakening event in my life, because doing youth group in Sunday school is just kind of a once-a-week thing, but kind of doing your own studying and really trying to learn as much as you could, starving for the Word every day was a whole new thing. The other thing that I was really impacted by that I didn't think I would be was marriage, which may sound funny. But I'm not married yet, but the dating scene is coming up. I was told that the best way to go about it is to have some standards and some goals. And so it really opened my eyes to how to do it the right way and how to do it the wrong way. So
probably the most exciting thing for me is to see college and young high school kids take this journey. They can tap into the wisdom of older men, and they can understand how and why God designed marriage. They can develop the disciplines that are going to make them ready before they ever get married. And it's the proactive part. And so many people say, you know what, I'm so glad I took CTL before I ever got married. Because these young men, that's one of the most important decisions they'll ever make. So it's for the married, the unmarried, those who have lost their marriages. You know, for that person that failed in their marriage, it's time to come and address those failures and learn what God wants to do to bring reconciliation, healing, so that you can lead like God wants you to lead. We've had examples of men understanding what God's word and going back and reconciling with their wives, remarrying, and God's brought healing and wonderful testimonies. And these men's eyes have been opened to why God designed marriage and how they can really love their wife.
For some of you watching this, you're thinking to yourself, I really want to be a part of this. I sense God leading me towards this. Are there any requirements for someone to join?
Our requirement we've gone over in this video is attendance, to be faithful when you sign up, to be accountable with men, and then to be faithful to do the assignments. And we've told you those things that you're going to have to do. And to have a teachable heart. And, you know, man, I want to say this. Time is too short. We don't need another Bible study. We want you to discover the joy of getting in the Word. We don't need another class, another lecture. What we need is biblical tools that will change us. So what's required is you have a teachable heart. And all of you as men, wherever this is being hosted, if you choose to host one in your church, you can contact this ministry. If you want to host one in your house, we are blessed. We have this DVD that teaches all these principles. We'll send you the materials that you need. But what's required is, I'm not satisfied where I am spiritually. I want to change. And it's time now to get on board.
Well, I'd just like an opportunity to share, as a pastor, some of the fruit that I've seen within the CTL family ministry. First off, it would have to certainly be in my own life as a pastor. And being busy as a pastor, time in the Word, while sermon preparation, messages, and different things is often time there. For me, it wasn't always a daily part. And CTL helped me make that a daily discipline in my personal life, and I'm so thankful for that. Another part of CTL to me that I just thank God for is that this past year, 14 of our leaders in CTL were all men who took the journey for the first time last year. And so last year here at First Reformed, we had 23 men take the journey. Over half of them are now leading small groups here of other men who are taking the journey for the first time. And it just thrills my heart to see the ripple effect continue as this ministry grows. I've seen men set free from the addiction of pornography. We've been walking alongside of a man who has recently lost his wife. There's another man dealing with substance abuse. ministries, and this is a chance for us to encourage him in his relationship, both with his wife, his children, and other men here in the church. And to me, the power has been the Word of God. Is seeing men open God's Word, God revealing through the power of His Holy Spirit nuggets of truth and wisdom that they can then apply to the situations that they are facing. And it is truly true what God's Word says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, that the Word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword. And it does penetrate to the heart. It does not return void. And God has a purpose every time that Word is proclaimed. And to see men open God's Word, to see that purpose take place, has been a tremendous blessing for me as a pastor. And even what we have noticed here at First Reformed is that emphasizing men's ministry has had a ripple effect across the whole church. We're seeing the children's ministry grow. We're seeing women in Bible study who weren't before, because the leader of the house is stepping up to the plate and he's doing the thing God has called him to all along. And as the man starts leading, it starts to impact the rest of the family, and then it starts to impact the church. And we are just thrilled to see what God is doing because men are taking their walk with the Lord seriously. So I want to challenge you. Don't delay. Take this opportunity to reach out and to grow in your faith, because it's not just about you. It's about your wife. It's about your kids. And it's about the legacy that your life will leave behind. Any final thoughts you would have for us before we close?
I can think of a lot of people that have been challenged to go on this journey. A man decided not to go on the CTL journey, and 4 months ago, he lost his marriage. He was at our awards ceremony sharing, "I wish I would have been in CTL. It could have been prevented. I lost my love for the Lord. I lost my wife. Now I've lost my children." God is telling you it's time to change. What you're doing isn't working. You need to change. And don't put it off. You know, when we talk about the damages of marriage, of divorce, of family splitting up, it's no longer something we're reading about in the paper. Every one of us knows someone close to us, family, that's been hit with this. We are that far away from it hitting us, and we need to wake up, and we need to get our focus where God wants us. And I'm begging as men, do something. Take the journey, get involved, and I guarantee you, you'll never be the same man. God bless you. I hope you'll decide to join us.
As we close, Steve, can you just offer a prayer for those who are considering this journey?
Let's pray, men. And as we pray, I'm going to pray that you will be obedient to the voice of God. God is calling men to wake up. He's chosen you to lead. Don't ignore that call. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have allowed us to be your ambassadors, bond servants of the Most High God. I thank you that you have called us as men to a place of leadership. God, I pray right now for the men that have spent time listening to this orientation, are considering the CTL journey. God, I pray that they would listen to your small, still voice. We don't want to waste time. Time is running out. And I pray, Lord, that they will heed the call and they will invest their life in growing spiritually and learning what God desires of a man. And I pray that this ministry will continue to produce much fruit for your kingdom, for your glory. But it begins as men step out and say, "I will. I'll go on the journey." So God, we ask for much fruit, and we ask above all things that your name, the name of Jesus Christ, would be magnified, and we as men would live for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.